synthetic marijuana is, it sure sounds like marijuana, doesn't it?
Sure does.
However, the point I want to lead off with is, this ain't your mother's marijuana, and because this stuff actually acts very different than does marijuana.
Is it made from cannabis? Is that why we even call it marijuana in the first place?
No, it's actually not made from cannabis at all. It is completely synthetically made in a laboratory. The reason we call it that, it's like marijuana, is because it affects and stimulates the same receptors in our brain and in our body as does THC, the active ingredient in marijuana. But it is made synthetically in a lab. And what happens is that the chemical is made in a liquid form, and the chemical is sprayed on a potpourri of different vegetation. And then after it's sprayed on there, it's allowed to dry, it's packaged, and then it's sold by a wide variety of wonderful sounding names.
And this stuff, which, like you said, goes by a variety of names, spice or K2, you call it synthetic marijuana or synthetic cannabinoids. It's actually very dangerous.
If you poll people about drugs and the risk they are to you as an individual, and you start thinking about cocaine and methamphetamine and alcohol and marijuana and yada yada, consistently people put marijuana as the most likely least dangerous of all the things. However, if you take that and apply that principle to the synthetic cannabinoids and think this is going to be among the least dangerous of all the things, you're in for a rude awakening. There's a lot of folks who are presenting to emergency rooms with complications because of these agents. And more case reports keep coming out suggesting that the synthetic cannabinoids are causing all sorts of problems. And I say, we published on some possible heart attacks that were related. There was another one that just came out about someone who's developed kidney failure after the use thereof. Now, once again, these are not clear proof, but these are suggestions based upon reports that are coming out. But what we do know is agitation, combativeness, chest pain, hard time breathing. These are all things that are clearly associated with the synthetic cannabinoids.
Are these drugs legal?
Complicated question. And the challenge is these drugs were originally created in the 1960s. And over the years, many more have been created to help investigate and learn more about we have these cannabinoid receptors in our brain and our bodies, and trying to learn more about how these receptors work and how they may actually be able to benefit us medically if you can create the right substances. So today, there are hundreds and hundreds of these synthetic cannabinoids that have been made. So the situation is, you can outlaw. Originally, there were three of them outlawed. Guess what? There are still hundreds of others out there.
So what has Texas done in particular to try and address this issue and get ahead of it?
So Texas has outlawed some of them. However, once again, we go back to the same problem. There are hundreds of others, and the manufacturers are staying one step ahead of the outlawing.
Kurt Kleinschmidt is the section chief and program director for medical toxicology at UT Southwestern. Dr. Kleinschmidt, thanks for coming in.
Well, thank you very much for having us come by.